And welcome everyone to another
fair and balanced edition of the Hour Bomb.
Fair and balanced edition of the Hour Bomb. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, this week we are sponsored by We the People's Court.
Oh my god.
Yes, We the People's Court. It's a fair trial for all real Americans.
Wow. So welcome to a fair and balanced edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halpert, 2013 TWR Personality of the Year.
CM Punk.
Shut up. Joined as always by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big Adrian Masters here. Thank you. The respect that is there.
Richard Boudia.
No.
Boudia.
No. He's booing you.
No, he's not. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And you often have a no reaction to this reaction.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, fuck you people. Fuck you all.
Hey, don't be mad. These people paid good money to sit in our basement. And we are joined by a special guest this week. You ready? You guys ready for this?
All right, it's our Scooby-Doo and gangs and our special guest.
What?
You know, Scooby-Doo had the special guest every week.
It's oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We are joined by the one and only Shane Matthew.
Glad to be here, actually.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
You like the music I queued up for you there?
Old crusty Eric Bischoff?
Well, you're back, so why not?
Are you better than ever?
I don't know. I'm pretty good.
That's good. That's good. Yes, we're continuing our special guest series here for now until WrestleMania. Shane offered to come on, was that 2 weeks ago when Kyle backed out at the last minute?
Yeah.
We had Greg. Shane decided to join us. So, Shane, how you been doing?
Pretty good. You know, the weeks are a little stressful being a college senior, but... you know, it's always great to take some time and do something you love to do, and it's been a long time doing this, so
what do you
glad to be
degree
here.
For?
I'm a communications major for media studies, and
okay,
yeah.
So in other words, he's going to school to do the kind of shit we do,
basically.
Okay, good. When we have no,
yeah, except for he will get paid.
Yes,
for it.
Yes, we have no college education, and we don't get paid for doing this.
Aww.
So anyway, so how the hell's everyone been? I mean. Shane, you're out in California, aren't you?
I am.
And how's the weather out there?
It's actually been really hot.
Can we lose connection?
That's what I have to say to you about that. Define really hot.
Why, it's cold over there?
Well, what's it been like over there?
In the 80s, I believe.
Oh, God.
Today it was a nice 36 for a high, I think.
Something like that. After yesterday, a high of 70, it dropped down to 30s, and it was snowing this morning, sleet and snow this morning.
Actually, it started out rain, then freezing rain, then sleet, then snow.
Yeah, so Mother
we had it all today.
Mother Nature is one moody bitch out here.
Yes.
I am so sick and fucking tired of winter.
Tomorrow at least will be 50 again, though.
Close to 50, yeah.
You know, I could always say, like, oh, I'd love to be in that kind of weather, but I bet if I stepped foot in there, I'd be bitching about it.
Oh, you would.
Oh, God.
You would. Hey,
well, we're just south of St. Louis here. So you always hear about Missouri weather. It's the only state where you can experience all four seasons in the same week.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
Rough.
And
sometimes if you're lucky, in the same day.
We've had that happen. We've had to go
yes.
from nice and, you know, spring-like to middle of winter all within an hour.
Yeah.
It was insane that day.
That's our weather.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's really rough.
It is. It's horrible.
You don't want to come out here, though. It costs too much to get a house.
That's what I hear, but I don't want to move out there. I just want to go visit.
And it can fall in the ocean.
Yeah, it's going to fall in the ocean when the big one happens, so.
And plus, our traffic is terrible.
Yeah, you know, ours isn't that bad, thank God.
Yeah, you don't want to see the traffic.
Hey, Rodfather, if you miss snow, why don't you come up here and wait a day? We'll probably get a foot of snow later this week.
Maybe he's talking about Al Snow.
I don't think so.
No, he lives in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, he put it earlier. Oh, it was 78 degrees here today. Yeah, fuck you. That's what I got to say about that. Fuck you. 78 degrees, my ass. I'd love for that. We had my windows open to like 10 o'clock last night. And then it started dropping into the 50s. I'm like, okay, well, it's getting a little cold. Let's close some windows. And then wake up this morning, look outside. Well, fuck, there's snow.
So basically, you kind of have to wear like a swimsuit trunks and then a big sweater just to even out.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. About that. About
somewhere that. In that area, yeah.
Whoa, what the hell is that noise?
Sounded like a Atari.
No,
I know.
Give me a second here, guys.
Wait a minute. Are you old enough to know what an Atari is?
I'm 21.
There you go. Got to figure it out.
I could drink.
Wow, Heath. You're really old today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He's the old fucker on the network, so that's why we ask.
Yes.
I'm a video game enthusiast. So
well, good. Yeah. Good. I'm thankful for that. We need more people like you that are around your age.
Yeah, not those stupid kids who think a PlayStation 2 is classic.
It's like, hell no.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. What is this? Oh, we got a letter.
We got a letter that we had. I got to read that before we start the show here.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Dear Auerbaum, thank you for letting me be a sponsor and participant in the TWR chat. You citizens are very top-notch. I understand you have an angry Aborigine problem in your community. I would like to offer my services to protect you and your fans. First, I was kissed by a man, and now I'm wearing a dress.
What?
I will be starting an anti-angry Aborigine team, and I would like to ask Big A to be a part of it.
What?
Big A may bring two people aboard. Jason Heath, you need to relax and learn your wrestling.
There's more.
Learn your wrestling.
Learn your wrestling. I am tired of hearing you lose all the time, and Jason Halbert, I recommend the hooker in pimp sushi roll to boost your sex drive. That's a 2-6 sign. Your articles are very tasteful. Keep up the good work, citizen. In my opinion, the Auerbaum needs to be citizen of the month. Hang on.
What?
In my opinion, the Auerbaum needs to be citizens of the month because you are the most interactive show on the network. Keep up the good work, citizens, and remember... you scroll down. And remember, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, will protect you from evil. Kabuki Man!
Oh, well, it's great to see Sergeant Kabuki Man wrote into us.
Yes.
That's very nice. Huh.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. So, anyway. Wow, I've already lost track of this.
I know. It's like, shows we haven't even started the timer or anything.
My godfather said you need to close your legs, Heath. I don't... Oh, God damn it.
Please.
I know I called a draft.
Well, maybe is that why it's always so cold down here in my basement when we record?
Jason Heath has his legs open, yes.
Okay, good. I was hoping that was it. Not really, but whatever. So, anyway...
But we should tell people what this show's about.
Yeah, so occasionally, like, you'll hear, like, those, like, old Western music sounds, like the... Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Wow, that comes from Heath's legs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a tumbleweed falls out from Heath's legs.
No, the tumbleweed is attached. It doesn't fall out.
Just full of cactuses.
Wow.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now after 9:45, which means TWR After Dark has started. And
indeed it has.
We are like the Skinamax of the TWR network, is how we always refer to ourselves. Anyway, so here's how the show works, since I forgot to do this last week. For our people listening for the first time, I'm sorry you picked this episode. But I've got a whole list of shit to get through. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to get through this list. These two assholes and Shane are going to try to derail me and get me on... Hello.
Speaking of derail,
what the hell is that? Is that... Sorry, Adrian's on Facebook right now looking at some chick from TNA. Hello. Anyway, a whole list of shit I got to try to get through, and I've got 1 hour to do it, and they're going to try to keep me from doing it. For our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Glad you guys are here. Thanks for coming out to the chat tonight. So I guess we should probably... What? What am I looking at? Oh, okay. We had this
dispute about the age of somebody earlier.
Yes. I told you, Adrian. She told me she was 18. I promise.
All right. Well, I mean, next time, make sure that she's at least 17.
She was 18. I told you.
Okay. But, I mean,
Shut up.
I'm just saying I saw you off the bus with your daughter, so.
Wow. Next time we try to set Heath up with someone, just let it go. It doesn't matter. Okay?
All right. I mean.
She told me she was 18.
Well, I mean, the pedo bear wasn't available, so I had to go with the next.
Anyway, I think we're going to go ahead and try to get the show started, maybe talk some wrestling. Heath, you got anything else?
No. I'm going to do the chat room.
Oh, shit. Yeah, who we got in the chat room? God damn it.
All right. Who do we got in the chat? We have the Rodfather.
Eh, piss off, you prom queen.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Jesus.
Hold on. So, we're going to talk here for a second. He, I hear you and the Rodfather have a bet.
Yes. Right. Yes, we do.
When is this? First off, when? When is this thing going to happen? Was it the Rodfather? When's this going to happen?
Yeah. Basically, he's going to have to actually give it as far as
so
what time.
So, what's this bet about, Heath?
But basically, we now have a bet in place that when it happens, it is going to be a best of seven.
Okay. Best of seven what?
In regards to wrestling themes.
Oh, so a best of seven Jizz GMs tournament.
Exactly.
All right.
If I happen to win, then the Rodfather is going to make a video of him stripping. Thankfully, keeping his shorts on.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Ooh.
And he is going to
I think
have
he should
a
wear
sign.
A banana hammock when he's out. So I'm just saying.
Ooh.
And he's going to basically have a sign saying, I am Heath's prom queen.
And what's he singing?
He's not going to be singing. He's just going to be stripping to, you know, whatever song.
Oh. Okay. Then I think I know the song.
You know what? Hang on. We do only need to arrange for a tie. That way, if they both lose, both these things have to happen at the same time. He can be singing the song for him to dance to.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, if the Rodfather wins, the bet is that I will have to sing live on the air, I'm a Sexy Boy.
So, let me get this straight.
Yes.
So, if he wins...
Why do we get punished for him singing on the air?
I don't know. So, I hear it. I hear from the grapevine that this may be the song that he strips to and sings to it.
I'm the mountain. I'm handsome. I'm brave. I'm strong.
Can he start by wearing an amount of uniform and then stripping that off? So that would be that actually would make it worth it.
You know, I was thinking, if you have to do Sexy Boy, can you do it the Vince McMahon version? Because he gets really into it.
I think you should do the Kurt Angle version.
Yes.
No,
I'll just do it my way.
I got one. He needs to do this version.
Oh, God.
There you go. That's it. You need to do it the Sensational Sherry version.
No.
I'm altering the bet. That's what's going to happen.
No.
Yes.
No.
Ah, pussy.
I second it.
It's already in writing between he and I.
Well, he talked to me about it first, so everything's got to be cleared through me. Yeah. Just
I don't,
so you
don't
know.
Should I
finish introducing the chat? Or
we might need to.
So he says, after Mania. So is that the, are you going to be on our post show? Is that what you're wanting to do? Because you didn't tell me if that's what you wanted to do.
Well, we're going to do it the week after Mania because we got so much to do.
Okay, you're right. All right. Yeah.
You got to study up then because I've been listening the last couple weeks and you're not doing well.
He hasn't done well since we started the show.
He's won twice and we've been doing the show for like 6 months. We've been doing the game for like 6 months.
Jeez, man. You got to study up, you know. I'm the reigning shooting from the hip trivia winner. I beat all three of the guys. And I don't want to embarrass you.
Ooh. I smell because a challenge eventually.
See, my problem is I don't retain the wrestling knowledge like these two fuckers do.
Oh.
Wow. What's the hostility here?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Did your tampon fall out?
I mean...
Oh. Yeah, that looks funny. Well,
he could do it. He might win.
CM
Punk.
Yes, it was CM Punk talking. But we've got the same trivia game that Shooting from the Hip has, the WWE Trivia Mania game. And we might do something with that, too. Just saying. All right, anyway. Anyway, so what else we got in the chat room?
Yes, bring up the chat room list.
All right, fine.
Come on, come on.
All right, we got the Rodfather.
Yeah, we already talked about him.
Mr. 269 Richard. Do you have a Tim and a tirade on him, too?
Nope, I'm going to give a ball cup to him, because, hey, he actually was saying yay to Heath.
You know what? Screw that guy, because cool. He was booing me on the show.
No, you know what? Richard, you're awesome. Thank you.
Fuck Richard.
Listen up, Slap
Nuts.
Fuck
his Facebook game, which is called Unstoppable, Wrestler Unstoppable on Facebook, that you can play in his league if you join and ask him.
What's the name of the league?
The Future Endeavors Wrestling.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
But fuck him and his league.
Did you get paid?
No.
Wonderful.
All right, Montana Man.
Hey, ball cup. And, of course, got the Shane. Ball cup to you, my friend.
Yeah. What about Hooks?
Ball cup.
And the Big A.
I'm not doing that.
Come on. The growth is gone, man.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And let's see. Friends of the show, Jake Burns.
What's gross?
Oh, God.
Two vampires fighting over Heath's tampon.
Used tampon. If you're going to say the joke, say it right.
Your day will come, my friend.
Well, the fact that it was used, if it was...
Oh, God, just shut up. Just stop. I mean, just stop at this point. Oh, I don't...
Anyway,
I
didn't
have a yeast infection at the time.
Oh, God, shut up. Wow. Let's see, Jake Burns, Leonard Taylor.
Ball cup.
Tom Foolery.
Ball cup.
Kevin Gerdeden.
Ball cup.
So Woody.
Yes.
Ball cup.
I think that's it.
We'll go with that. We'll do Nick French now because he's going to show up.
Oh, yeah, Nick French now.
Ball cup.
Yes, Nick French.
And Eric Thomas, ball cup tampon.
We're going to do this.
Okay.
So when nobody shows up, do you say fuck off?
We say that to the anonymous users.
Yeah.
One anonymous user.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, there you go. They're not man enough to sign in. They don't get
exactly.
All right, so anyway, now. Jesus Christ. I'm surprised we still have people listening at this point.
I have nothing. I'm good to go.
You're good. Okay, good. Shane, you got anything else before we dive into this?
Oh, no, not at all.
Adrian, do you got anything else?
I have this growth.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Start the timer, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got that fixed anyway.
I thought you got that
I was
going
to tell you, I got this growth, but now it's healed. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Congrats.
All right, we're going to start talking wrestling and start talking
about... The sad thing is there really was a growth. I'm just saying.
I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
At least he's honest.
He is. He called me up one day, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, not much. Just got back from the doctor. What'd you have to go to the doctor for? My balls. Like, did you have to get them reattached?
No, they had to take one of those little surgical knives.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Oh, I'm hurting.
We're going to try to talk about Raw in a minute.
Oh, you can't have people that don't show up.
You know, if we still have people listening at the end of the show, I'm going to be genuinely shocked.
This week is going to be all about shock and awe.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oof.
Rodfather says Heath gives hand jobs to people who don't show up.
No, I don't.
So, it was funny. Before we start talking about Raw, I don't care. I'm not making it through my list. At this rate, I already know it. It's going to... Anyway.
So that train has already been derailed.
Yeah. So, Heath asked earlier, he's like, what's your Wi-Fi password? Because apparently his phone was a dick and decided to delete his Wi-Fi connections, right? My wife, the good one, right?
Yes.
The good one out of all of us. He's like, what's your Wi-Fi password? My wife, without skipping a beat, looks at him and says, Jizzmopper 5000.
Is that for real?
That's not my Wi-Fi password, but out of everyone that rips on him, she's the one that does it the least. And I mean, she'll say something every month or so, and when she does, it's like, what did you just say? And just... Without missing a beat, she makes me proud. I love her so much. Oh, God.
I'm happy for you.
Anyway.
I guess the family that makes fun of Heath together stays together.
Yes. All right. So I guess let's talk Monday Night Raw here. I got the 5-point preview pulled up. So
excellent.
What will The Undertaker have to say to Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman?
Ooh.
Well,
what did he say?
Not a lot.
No.
He said,
die, 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 die. No, it was mainly Paul Heyman talking to The Undertaker.
Yeah, it really was.
He just pointed at the sign.
I don't think he even did that, did he?
I thought he just came out there and looked at
him. He came out and he was going to talk, and then Paul Heyman comes out.
Yeah.
And does his little rant, and I'm trying to get my notes pulled up here.
I don't think he did a damn thing. I think he just showed up, got a paycheck, and left.
And then Paul Heyman came out. Shit.
Did Paul Heyman said shit that many times on the air?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought Paul was just like, Brock Lesnar!
And he said Brock Lesnar one time without
last stroke.
Brock?
Like, Heyman's trying to be Vince McMahon when he says Brock Lesnar. That's a funny thing.
So Heyman comes out. Heyman comes out, and before Undertaker can even say anything, and he's like, I apologize, sir, if my presence is interrupting you. And he goes on, and he talks about the streak and how great the streak is, and he points out that Mr. WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels himself, couldn't get two WrestleMania victories in a row, and Triple H and Stone Cold and blah 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 never got more than this many or that many, and I didn't write them all down, so it's not a big deal.
John Cena and
they couldn't get more than, like, I think the most he said was five in a row, or couldn't get four in a row.
Cena,
Cena and Hogan, I think,
got five. Yeah, so and he praises the streak, saying that it's sacred and it's the best thing in wrestling, and he asks Undertaker not to step in the ring with Brock Lesnar because the fans need to worship the streak. And he worships Taker, and after being at ringside last year, he worships the streak too. And for the safety and the sanctity of the streak, you can't fight Brock Lesnar because the streak's going to end.
So if Taker decided not to fight Brock Lesnar, like, then Paul can't bitch about it, right? Because he asked him not to.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I thought he wanted to fight The Undertaker, like Brock Lesnar to fight The Undertaker, and now he's like, don't fight The Undertaker. Like, please don't, because I love you.
Well, hang on. What I really think he was trying to do is Heyman actually is a really great, like, psychologist of wrestling. And he knew there's no way that Undertaker's going to back down. So this was his way of saying, getting underneath The Undertaker's skin and making sure that The Undertaker in no way backs out of it.
This fucking Undertaker stabbed Brock Lesnar in the hand! I wasn't gonna back out!
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. I mean, it seemed kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
I don't think this was designed for him to really try to get The Undertaker to back out. It was more of a, you can't do it because you're going to lose and no one believes you can beat Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to see that match?
It's not the match I wanted to see, no.
No. But I'll take it. I mean, it's better than...
It's better than the main event. Well,
no,
the main event is better.
The main event could get better. Yeah. But anyway, Taker tells Heyman to take a message to Lesnar about fear of the unknown, and that's the greatest fear of them all, and blah, blah, blah. And then if Lesnar shows up at WrestleMania, he will rest in peace.
So when are we going to get that Bad News Barrett versus Undertaker match because the Nexus buried him alive?
I don't think we're ever going to.
Well, if you're waiting for that match, Shane, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh, they dropped the storyline.
That's correct. Yes, they did.
Oh, man.
So I'm kind of with you. This really didn't need to happen, but I understand it's building towards WrestleMania. I get it.
Yep.
It's better than them. I'm just saying, hey, Undertaker and Brock Lesnar are going to fight at WrestleMania and then not say another damn word about it until the Raw before.
It's better. It's better than pouring Paul Bearer's ashes all over The Undertaker.
You know, last year's CM Punk Undertaker build-up was good. I liked it.
Tasteless.
To an extent. Well, it's not like Percy Pringle was in the goddamn urn.
Well, yeah,
we got to remember that. Percy Pringle was not in the fucking urn. It was, hey, I smoked a bunch of cigarettes and flicked ashes in here. That's what the ashes were. It was probably the, you know, they had the urn sitting there when they were recording the Legends of Wrestling, the one of the round tables when I hear Flicker Ash in there, guys. That's what it was. So it's not a big deal, you know?
I thought it was like, chocolate milk mix.
It could have been that too. I don't know. I mean, in my opinion, the best build up I ever saw to an Undertaker match at WrestleMania was Shawn Michaels and Undertaker the first time.
Yeah.
I actually will disagree with you a little bit here. And maybe I'm just remembering it better because I was a kid when it was happening. But the Undertaker Jake the Snake match at WrestleMania 8.
No, that build up wasn't better. Well, wrestling evolved too, though. Quite considerable.
I don't know. Him and Nathan Jones versus Big Show and A-Train.
I mean, really, how can you get better than that? Did Nathan Jones even show up for that match?
Didn't they have
at the last second?
Didn't they have a Hell in a Cell at a WrestleMania?
Yeah, versus the
Boss Man. Yeah, that was terrible.
That's when he got hanged.
Exactly.
They lynched the Boss Man, and he was back like the next night.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
You raise the cell 20 feet up, and...
He's alive.
He's there, and he... What? Huh?
He's Wait, alive!
So you mean to tell me that this isn't real? Damn it! Anyway, let's see. Has the glue finally come undone for the Shield? To quote Dean Ambrose, nope.
Yeah, I mean, looks like they got their shit straight.
Are we seeing a face turn for...
It really kind of looks that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about time.
So, I'll take it. You know?
I don't know, though. Like, you can't have a face stable that basically interferes in matches and allows one of their partners to win. Like, it just doesn't work.
Maybe those kind of shenanigans might be ending, for all we know. I don't know.
Well, on SmackDown, he fought the Rollins fought Ambrose, and he won because of distraction.
Oh yeah, I think you mean Rollins. I think fought Sandow.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he won because of distraction.
Well,
I mean, if you can't beat Sandow, who's been jobbing for like 6 months, but on your own, then you have some problems.
Well, I think the fans finally believe in the Shield to the extent like I did a year ago.
Well, and it's very similar, but not exactly the same, because it's not the same situation. But if you remember right, the NWO wasn't supposed to be a face group either, but they had people that loved them.
True.
Austin wasn't supposed to be a face either.
And well, he was it by the time that they turned him.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Things turn out the way they're not supposed to. Kurt Angle, when he came in the first... When he came in at the very beginning, he was supposed to be a face and everyone booed him.
Yeah. Look at Batista.
Oh, let's bring Batista in. They'll love that. Yeah, you know.
Their mistake with that was obvious. It wasn't so much that people hated Batista. They hated the current state of the storyline of things. And
yeah.
Yeah, because they cheered the hell out of him when he first came, and then it took them 5 minutes to realize, oh, yeah, Batista's back.
It, well, they just wanted to see Del Rio eat a Batista bomb, and then they were over him at that point. You know,
they were cheering him.
Yeah, when they fought at...
Chamber.
Elimination
Thank
Chamber,
you.
Yeah.
And then they fought again the next night on Raw. Del Rio was more over than he ever was as a face.
The real pinned Batista, and yet he's not getting a world title match.
It's WWE logic. It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
But yeah, the Shield looks like they got their shit together, and they pulled out a win against the Rose Boys.
To be fair, I mean, Del Rio, while he did beat Batista, like, spent the next 2 weeks sobbing to Ziggler. And Ziggler hasn't beaten anybody in like 6 months.
Maybe they're finally going to push him. Hey, Del Rio lost to Ziggler on the main event of, or not the main event, but SmackDown.
Yeah.
Didn't what did the Shield do Friday night? Because I didn't watch SmackDown.
They beat up Sandow.
They beat up Sandow, but Kane ordered them to be at his match ringside against the Big Show.
Okay.
And at the end of the match, Kane ordered them to attack the Big Show, and they all got up on the apron. And then Ambrose looked at him and went, "Nope," and they all jumped down.
Nice, good. So it'll probably be something interesting happening tomorrow night on Raw.
And then Kane grabbed Rollins by the throat and tried to choke slam him. And then as he was picking him up for the chokeslam, Reigns hit Kane with the spear, and they left Kane laying in the ring.
Nice. Good job.
I don't know. I could see that, I could see that battle royale for Mania causing a lot of teams to break up.
But they don't have that many teams left. They broke up you know.
They broke out the primetime players.
They broke out the players. They broke
tons of funk.
Tons of funk. I mean, the jobber tag teams, you've got, let's see, four solid tag teams right now. You've got the Rhodes Boys. You've got Rollins.
Family.
Okay, five.
Matadors.
I don't consider them a good tag team.
they're not bad.
Fucking
El
Dorito. They're not bad. Okay, so you got like six tag teams. That's still really not enough because you've got, like I was saying, the Usos, the Outlaws, the Matadors, the Wyatts, the Shield, and who am
We're
I forgetting?
Forgetting someone.
The Rhodes Boys, did I say them?
Yes.
The brother, yeah.
I don't know.
The brother, there's the Brotherhood.
Rybacksel.
Rybacksel.
Oh, yeah. I think it's right. So,
is that a good team?
No, God, no. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure me and Heath could get our fat asses in the ring and be more over than Ryback.
I do like the interview, though, that Ryback did, because back when he was doing the bully thing, like, real hard, and everyone was like, well, be a star, and all that. Like, someone brought that up to him, like, in an interview, and he goes, think about this for a minute. When's the last time I won a match?
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Hey, a couple more people in the chat. B-Megs. Oh, wait, he's a Cubs fan. Sorry.
Oh.
More disappointment. We were like the Chicago Cubs. We got your hopes up for that ball cup, and then we just let you down. Sort of like the Cubs do.
They did bring up 3MB in the chat.
3MB is... How are we talking about this?
Jesus Christ.
They're the greatest.
Well, actually, we're going to talk about them in a little bit, though.
And then
because of the rumor about the new belts.
Yeah, and then CJ210's in the chat.
That ball cup.
Oh, and then Greg Papalukas, whatever the hell.
Papa Giorgio.
Papalukas.
Yeah, whatever his name was in the chat earlier.
Hey,
I didn't see that.
Papalopkis.
Yeah.
He's
like Papalopkis.
Yeah. None of us can fucking talk tonight, I swear to God. Anyway, let's see. Will the New Age Outlaws decide to cash in on a rematch? No, because Road Dogg is legitimately hurt.
Yeah.
So.
Is he?
Yeah, he tweaked his back or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's a legitimate, like, because they came out and said that we're not going to wrestle because he's hurt. He really is hurt.
I think the Usos challenged them to a match, or challenged them to a match at WrestleMania, though. I think.
Yeah, I think they're expecting them to be better at WrestleMania, so that's why they're just kind of going to lay low. Dude, he's like 50-something years old. Of course, he's going to tweak his back every now and then. Hell,
he's old.
32, and I tweak my back.
Really?
So I tweak my back folding laundry once. Nah, not really, but
really?
No. No, but I did one time where I woke up and could not move out of my bed. I'm just like, and I was stuck there. It's when me and Adrian were actually roommates. And his room was on the second floor, and my room was on the first floor, and I couldn't reach anything. I laid in my bed for like 3 hours just in horrible pain until Adrian finally came down. And then I hear him come down the stairs, and I'm doing everything. Help! Help! What's wrong? I can't fucking move. It hurt.
You got life alert?
Yeah. I can't get up. Anyway, let's see. What does Hulk Hogan have up his sleeve for WrestleMania?
Well,
we found out what this is. It is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Something like that. I don't know if that's right. Hey, kudos to Hulk Hogan for showing up to Raw to pitch something and getting the name of it right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was a little rusty because, you know, they've been taping to TNA for the last, like, forever.
10 years, and, you know, if he fucks up, he can just fix it. You know, yeah, I think I saw him Lords of Pain or something that you could see the spoilers for Impact from a month from now.
That's progressive.
Yeah, and you can now catch the results of Impact if you just check your description on your satellite.
Yeah, oh, let me check the info.
It was a couple weeks ago. A week
ago,
whenever a few weeks back when Gunnar Cash his cation on the Impact, like the full results of Impact were like on the description of the show.
Yeah. Adrian's like, and me and Adrian both have UVerse. So he called me and he's like, hey, do me a favor, go to Impact. I'm not going to watch Impact. No, you don't have to watch it. Just hit info. And I'm like, okay. He's like, what does yours say? I'm like, I'm reading it back. I'm like, they just spoiled their own fucking show. Like, the results
of
the show.
That would have been useful in the 90s when Bischoff was spoiling the WWE show.
Yeah.
And you just did it that way?
Yeah. Let's see. So, it's a 30-man battle royal. Not a Royal Rumble, but a battle royal. Yes. So, all 30 guys are going to start out at the same time. And they're going to toss
each other
over. And the winner is going to get this Andre the Giant trophy-looking thing that I believe is...
Funny.
And it looks like Andre the Giant, only not 7 foot tall.
It's like his stomach up in gold.
Something like that, yeah. It's kind of hideous, actually.
Kind of, yeah.
But they were talking, and some people were talking on the Facebook page that the winner should get a title shot or something like that. I don't think so.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything, you get a title shot for everything, it seems like, you know?
Actually, yeah, you might be right, because I have this really bad feeling Big Show's going to win it, just because he's a giant.
Well, he's the son of Andre the Giant. I mean, I remember WCW. I mean, one of them was from France, the other one from South Carolina, but I mean, hey.
Yeah, he could have had
their biological son, yeah.
He could have, you know, hooked up with someone in South Carolina once.
Sure.
You know, I'm just saying, it's sure. possible.
I mean, Andre did get drunk a lot, so I'm sure he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Yes, and Abyss and Judas Macias, they're brothers.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. But I don't think, because you've got the winner of the Money in the Bank gets a title shot, the winner of the Royal Rumble gets a title shot. I just don't think we need another, here's a free title shot. I don't. That's just my
opinion. You get a trophy, that's enough.
Yeah, good enough. I'll take it.
I think that you're going to see a big push come for whoever wins this thing, probably.
Roman Reigns.
You really think, like, I don't know. I don't think they're going to Reigns. Man. Part of me thinks Big E Langston might. I don't know why.
Well, I was talking before the Rumble that I thought that if they let him go, that both Big E and Roman Reigns had a chance to make history in this Rumble. I was right about one of them. Wonder if they're going to do something with Big E. I mean, he's just kind of sitting there, so.
Yeah, because he's the champion. He's not doing
well, crap. I just want to point, me and Adrian were talking Monday night that, again, for another consecutive year, the Intercontinental title will not be defended at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it hasn't, like, if you don't count last year, which I really don't, the title hasn't been defended since WrestleMania 18.
Yeah.
So. And that's really sad.
Yeah, granted, so it wasn't there for like 6 or 7 years, but.
But still, it still has yet to be defended at WrestleMania.
No, I mean, Intercontinental title was gone for, like, it missed WrestleMania 19, but it didn't miss everything since then.
I just, they always seem to put him in the Intercontinental Champion. Yeah, something stupid. That,
or Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank was
Money in the Bank was good, though. I liked that.
Yeah, I did, too.
You know?
That's how Jack Swagger won.
Well, yeah. Well, he wasn't as annoying as he is now.
Well, dude, he was jobbing for 3 months to Santino, and then he just randomly won.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal thingy.
Thingy.
Yeah.
For a cup.
Yeah. Go
cup
to
cup list of Andre.
Right there where it says List of Intercontinental Champions. Adrian's looking it up.
I do like that it gives unified, like, Kofi Kingston a match at WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
It was unified in a ladder match on July 22nd with the European title and the Hardcore Championship on August 26th.
Mm-hmm. It was unified with the World Heavyweight Championship.
At No Mercy 2002 when Triple H beat Kane. And then they brought it back, yeah, at Judgment Day 2003 in a Battle Royale that Christian won.
Okay, it only missed 1 year. I'm sorry. I thought it was gone longer than that.
No, it wasn't gone hardly at all.
No, it was gone. Just missed WrestleMania 19.
Yeah. But okay. Still.
Yeah.
It's remember when the Intercontinental title really meant something?
Yeah, watching, back in 1992.
Watching the old school WWE Network. I decided what I'm going to start doing is watching each WWE pay-per-view in sequence. I started the 92 Royal Rumble, and I've made it up to 95 already. Nice. I'm like one of the in-your-houses, I think. I think I just finished King of the Ring 95. So,
that's the one that Mabel won?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And the Intercontinental title was still meant something
I will
in
still
95.
Say, it still meant something in 97, 98.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at who your Intercontinental champions were between October 21st, 96, that's Triple H winning it, and then your champions between then and October 1998, your only champions were The Rock, Triple H, Owen Hart, and Steve Austin.
That's a good list.
Yeah. And then even after, then it started going downhill again, because then Shamrock won it, Val Venus, Road Dogg, Goldust.
Look in 1999, like, the title changed hands every week. It was like, who's champ now? Yeah. Val Venus, Godfather, Road Dogg.
Edge won it.
D'Lo Brown.
China was Intercontinental Champion.
It was a wreck.
He got back king on, it been something in 2000 again, though, even for a while.
Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Guerrero. Triple H had it again, Jericho.
Jericho,
oh,
Jeff Hardy,
Rikishi.
Remember when Albert had it in 2001?
Yeah. Good lord,
Robbie. It meant something there, right?
Yeah, I mean, some of them.
If only Justin Credible had been the big winner, whenever he was part of X Factor.
Go back to the chat.
X Factor.
Let's see, Rodfather, Jason. Quick question about the Hogan thing. Did you use the Titan China as a teleprompter so he didn't script? I think so because they went to the Titantron to show off the trophy, but there was a delay, so maybe they took the words off the screen. So, you know.
It's possible.
Really?
He was facing the Titantron almost the entire time. So
it should be a good distraction at WrestleMania.
What, Hogan?
No, the Battle Royale.
Oh. Well, and I think that we should... it's good to have the big clusterfuck match, you know?
Yeah.
Because we enjoyed the Money in the Bank ladder matches. We enjoyed all the clusterfuck matches. And I think it's a good way to get more of your talent on the actual card.
Yeah, because if not, like, do you think Barrett will be in it?
I'm afraid I got some bad news.
The guy hasn't been in the ring since August.
I know.
But that'd be cool.
He's better now than he was in August.
I don't know. He's my guy. Like, I've been a fan of Barrett since he came in, and poor guy. I know, I'm happy he's getting a bit over, but you got to put him in the ring already.
Yeah. And will Triple H accept Daniel Bryan's challenge? I think so.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, yes.
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 Now, this was a perfect segment.
Yes.
Indeed it was.
So, for those of you that don't know what happened on Raw, A, move out from under your rock. And B, so Daniel Bryan decided to hold up Monday Night Raw. You know how back in the day, if a wrestler didn't like something was going on, they would put a chair in the middle of the ring and say, I'm not moving until I get what I want.
Yeah.
Almost the same thing, right?
Matter of fact, Triple H and Shawn Michaels did the poker game one night.
They did. And we got to see way too much of Shawn Michaels and Triple H that night.
Yes, we did.
Correct. Anyway, so Daniel Bryan took it one step farther.
That he did.
So
son of a bitch.
Daniel Bryan comes out and he says the Yes Movement is alive right here in Memphis. And he talks about everything because Stephanie McMahon said they demand, you know, an apology from Daniel Bryan and all that. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. And so anyway, out come a shit ton of people. And it wasn't just a chair. It was like, I don't know, how many guys do you think were out there? Like 100?
I would say about 100.
Yeah, there's about 100 people in the ring and around the ring, all wearing Daniel Bryan shirts, and some of them were not fitting very well.
Oh, God, no.
You think they'd make sure that one of the guys standing up front wouldn't have his gut hanging out of the Daniel Bryan shirt, but...
Yeah, that was foul.
I mean, it's like, hey, what size you are? 2X. Oh, here's a medium. What? Come on! Anyway, so,
it's like, hey, I'm not the blue meanie.
Yeah. So, they hold up, bro. We're not leaving, and blah, blah, blah. And they go to commercial, and then back from the commercial, and he's still out there. And Triple H comes out, and the no chance start. And anyway, long story short here. So Daniel Bryan says, hey, look, we're not leaving until I get my match at WrestleMania. And Triple H and Stephanie call for security. Now, here's the question I have for all three of you guys. Mm-hmm. Normally, when they call security, isn't it usually about 8 guys from, like,
usually 10.
Yeah.
Local wrestling promotion that plays security, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Monday night, we had 2 guys look like Secret Servicemen.
I think. Hang on.
Hey, that's legit.
You know what, though? I think JBL was onto something on commentary. I'm not saying he was wrong.
What? Stephanie does not look like a cunt most of the time.
JBL accused Lawler of calling in his favor to all of his friends in Memphis to make sure nobody came out to help the authority and made sure that that's how it got all the people in the ring and that was how they kept all the security at bay was because they were all friends of Jerry Lawler and he held them at bay.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? It's believable, at least. I mean, they're...
Is it?
The King has a lot of sway in Memphis, man.
That was a joke. I'm sorry. That whole segment was a freaking joke. I'm sick of
it. It was, to an extent. However, you know, they send out the Secret Service, and they walk 15 feet down the ramp, and they're like, we're good. And,
I'm sick of the Daniel Bryan crap.
I like it, but it's only
because I like
it's,
Daniel Bryan, but people are taking this way out of hand. It's like the crowd is becoming obnoxious.
Well, this is something that I want to touch on. After watching this segment on Raw, Shane, were you more excited about WrestleMania or less excited?
I was the same.
Oh, come on.
I'm dead serious.
Okay, do you think there's any chance Daniel Bryan doesn't win this match with Triple H?
He's going to win it. He's going to win it all.
So, hang on. But if there wasn't the stipulation added that if Bryan wins, then Batista versus Orton, were you excited about that match at WrestleMania?
Of course not.
Do you feel better now that it's going to be a triple threat match, most likely, with Bryan, Batista, and Orton?
No, I don't want to see that either. I don't. Dead what? Serious. Who wants to see that?
I would rather see that than just Batista and Orton.
I'll take that triple threat match over Batista and Orton any day.
Dude, I don't even want to see Bryan and Triple H.
I can't fault you much on that one.
Like, people, oh my god, like, oh, you gotta put Daniel Bryan in the main event, you just got it.
Okay, let me ask you this. You go, I don't know, your favorite burger joint, okay, out there in California, mm-hmm. and you're paying for the burger, and you keep going there and you keep getting the same result, just a mediocre burger. But you've heard people say, oh man, this burger's great, and you know, blah, blah, blah. You see the potential there. Do you continue going to the same place and getting the same mediocre results, or do you go back saying, hey, I want this to be different. This is what I want. I want that hot, juicy burger, not the one that's been sitting there for an hour.
I just go to a different burger joint.
Okay, well, there are no other burger joints when it comes to wrestling. It's this or
TNA.
It's TNA,
but I ain't going there.
Exactly. So, I mean...
You don't want to go to the Chinese buffet that's been shut down 3 times by the health inspector. I mean,
that's championship wrestling from Hollywood.
So, I mean, why not? I mean, I'll take it because it seems like that they might actually be giving a shit about us. Now, I think they feel they need to more because CM Punk is gone. But, I don't know. I'm glad it's going to happen because I'm more excited to see that triple threat match now.
You really are?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not joining you on this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know when there was the rumors that it's like, oh, Daniel Bryan's just going to face Sheamus? I'd rather see that.
Oh, come on.
Actually, that would probably be a better match.
It could probably be. But
it's just, I should be more excited.
Well,
they
don't give
card.
Us the, like, 10-second stupid-ass match they gave us last time.
Yeah. Or the one before that where they were on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Made it to a battle royale.
So, like, So
I'm just not excited. I should be. I know I should be.
Let me wrap this up.
To be honest, I should be.
Let me wrap this up. So, what was that? Oh, yeah, the Secret Service comes down there. Triple's like, fuck this. I'm going to start the next match. Send Sandow out. Sandow's like, nope. I'm not doing this. And then, so, Daniel Bryan's basically like, hey, I want my match at WrestleMania, and then we'll leave. He's like, fine, you want your match, you got your match. And he starts leaving, and he's like, oh, wait, one other thing. If I beat you in the match, I get in the world title match. He's like, fine, whatever. So, Daniel Bryan wrestling 2 matches at WrestleMania, probably.
Yep.
Most likely. I like it. I'm glad he's in there.
Can you see them just having Bryan get into the triple threat match and then Batista beats him just like that?
I don't want to see Batista as the WWE champ.
Nobody does, but, like, can you honestly see Daniel Bryan, like,
oh,
beats
man,
Triple H, and then Triple H just hits him with the sledgehammer at the end?
If something like that happens, they're going to have, like, 70,000 people pissed off and charging the ring.
That'd be great.
I almost want to see it happen now.
Yeah.
This is a pure chaos, and we're going to be watching it. Yeah. Why don't pay $10 for, like, this? Cause
you have to say you would honestly love to see, like, John Cena beat Undertaker just to see the reaction.
I'm sorry.
Here's what I really wanted this to be, and I think this would have made this better.
You're talking about White Castles in the chat. Damn you.
All right. So Christmas what if they had done it this way, if CM Punk hadn't left? What if Triple H would have been like, you want to prove you're good enough to that? Fine. We'll add you to the main event at WrestleMania, but you have to beat The Undertaker first.
That would be... That'd be hilarious. I'm sorry.
The Undertaker is not going to lose at WrestleMania. There's no reason for him to lose to Brock Lesnar.
Well, no. I'm not saying it had been Daniel Bryan.
What I'm saying is, I don't think... Oh, God. Because Daniel Bryan's in that same spot where CM Punk was last year, where he really needed the win.
Yeah.
Ah. Eh. I honestly, I think there's only 2 people that I could see beating Undertaker for the streak, and Daniel Bryan's one of them.
Who's the other?
Real.
CM Punk. I still think Punk could use that. Hey, you know, and I've said this multiple times on the show before. Hey, CM Punk, I know you're a champ for 434 days, and we screwed you out of that so we could get twice in a lifetime. Here's what we're gonna do to pay you back. You're gonna get the streak.
I don't think he wants it.
I don't think Punk doesn't feel that the streak's good enough for him.
Yeah, because
he's a fucking
dick.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, the Rod Father told me, man. I'm on the Rod Father's side with this. Punk's a dick.
You don't know.
I know the Rod Father.
I mean, there's only two people I could see beat the streak. John Cena and Kane.
You know,
that's it.
I would get that all the time. B-Mag said number five at White Castle used to be 10 sliders, 2 fries, and 2 drinks for $8. That's a killer fucking deal.
I've never had White Castle.
Oh, White
it's
Castle.
It's pretty good, man.
It's good, but man.
Have you ever had Crystals?
No.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't know what we have on this side of the coast.
Well, we have something here called Hardee's, which is apparently what you guys have called
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, same damn thing.
Yep.
And that's fantastic.
Oh, it is good.
Anyway, awesome spread zucchinis.
All right. So anyway. Side note here.
They do.
Actually, there's two guys I could see that I think. There's one guy I think I would like to have seen beat The Undertaker.
Who?
I think.
Giant Gonzalez?
No.
Okay.
Is there someone like that you really want to put over that isn't quite that main event level but deserves to be there? Cesaro.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that. And we talked about this last year, whether or not this was. If he could come back and do it again. I don't know. This might be it for The Undertaker. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see him coming back after this one either, especially if he loses. He's done for sure. But I don't see him dropping the streak to Brock Lesnar, though, either.
Oh, well, Jason Heath can beat The Undertaker. Wink, wink.
Right.
All right, so
it's possible.
So that's, I don't even know how much time we're in the show. We've been in...
Jesus, you really want to know?
Five questions. Five things I'm going to get wrong. We're an hour
into. You really want to know?
Yeah. How much time
we
got
left? That's how much time we have
left.
Jesus
Christ, we spent 34 fucking minutes on that. And that was just the 5-point preview. Motherfucker.
Sorry.
Gotta love it.
Was that five?
Yeah, that was all five of them, finally.
Was it?
Yeah, but those five things really covered pretty much everything.
All right, let's get to what stinks. I got to talk about what stinks.
Okay. Hold on, let me... All right, so apparently Adrian's wanting to jump the gun here. So, go ahead, Adrian. What's your what stinks?
Did anybody else see whatever the fuck Lawler was wearing on Rollins?
Oh my god!
What the fuck was that? I don't even know how to describe it. It was like he had a baby poop colored fucking like. I don't know what it was.
It's style.
Are you serious? You didn't like that? I ordered you one for your birthday.
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, it will be used as a fire starter, one.
It was, I mean, it was, that thing, oh, God.
No, you can wipe your ass with it because, I mean, really, it's the same color as the shit, so, man.
Ew.
And then you can wash it, so it's usable.
Oh, God.
And my time man was saying, Kali puke on Lawler.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the shirt he was wearing, so he just never washed
okay.
it.
But yeah, that was terrible. I gotta agree with
that. Rodfather, his what stinks. Heath may sing to me while I strip.
What?
What?
That doesn't make sense. Don't we screen these things before we bring them in?
Not.
Shane, you got a what stinks?
Bad News Barrett's still not in the freaking ring.
Alright, I'll go with that.
Alright. Yeah, I can agree.
Was he even on Raw?
No.
No?
Okay. Wait, he was on SmackDown this week, though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, because he had bad news for the fans. That was that Daniel Bryan was going to lose at WrestleMania.
Now, see, Richard, I got to disagree with you on that. Barrett just talking. I mean, that's actually one of the best things he's got going right now.
When he wrestled, did anyone really, really like him a whole lot?
I did.
Well,
he was all right.
I thought he was an all right wrestler.
He was all right.
I liked him when he was leader of the Nexus, but I didn't like him when he was leader of the Core.
I didn't like him as the leader of the Nexus. I like his personality as Bad News Bear better because it just seems worth anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the bad guy that you just love to hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like us all losing our jobs and living in filth because of the WWE Network.
Yeah. All right. Heath, yep.
My what stinks is, man, your inability to stay on track this week.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. That's frankly a pretty good one.
Fuck you. It's my show. I hate you, you son of a bitch.
Do you have a what stinks?
I do have a what stinks. Heath's vagina. No.
Or
at least that's what Adrian told me.
Well, I mean, I can't smell it from over here. It's quite appalling.
Let's see. My what stinks, honestly, I talked about it earlier. If you're going to have these fans standing up for Daniel Bryan and the Yes Movement, make sure their clothes fit right for the love of God.
It's all they can afford, damn
it. I had to look closely and see. I'm like, is that the Blue Meanie? I can't really tell.
Didn't Triple H point
that
guy out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Damn. All right, hang on.
Let's see. Hooks, his what stinks. JBL arguing dumb fucking points with Cole instead of commentating on the Sheamus Christian match, which was sort of entertaining.
Well, hang on. A counterpoint to that is, we've all seen Sheamus versus Christian 3,000 fucking times. So really, what else do they have to talk about? Oh, there's Sheamus attacking Christian again.
Well, Sheamus wins. This was a hardcore match, or street, whatever the hell. They've got
seven, street fight.
They got 17 different names for a fucking no disqualification match.
Yeah.
Drives me batshit fucking crazy sometimes.
I still like that no DQ match that they got counted out of.
Yeah, I don't understand how you get counted out of a no disqualification match. Let's see. Rodfather, I'm not even going to read that one. Montana Man, his one stinks. WWE using 2-year-old news topics and occupying Raw. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. I don't see anything else.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to move on.
What are we moving on to?
Why are all my sound effects really fucking quiet tonight?
I don't know.
Oh, somehow the volume got turned way down.
Oh, there we go. That's my fault.
Ah, there we go.
Got a lot of technical difficulties.
Yes, okay, let's touch this over. Now, we're trying to move on to Adrian's for a second. Can you dig it? Suck up. All right. Do you got something, Adrian?
No, I'm saving mine.
What?
I'm saving mine.
Okay.
Can you dig it? We're going to see a lot of green tomorrow night.
Okay. That's really lame.
That's actually the lamest one that you've ever come up with.
Whatever. That's,
that was terrible. Your parents should be ashamed.
It's all right.
God damn it. My computer has decided it's done with the show already.
All right.
Okay. Shane, you got anything?
Honestly, I really don't.
You're new. We're not gonna fail you. It's okay. All right, guys. So, go for it, Adrian.
All right. Can you... Wait, why did you go?
Because it's my show. I'm going to pass to you.
I'm passing to you.
I defer to you.
I defer to you.
Nope, go for it.
I'll defer to the chat.
Okay.
Mr. Richard 269. Jarrett signing Alberto Del Rio to his wrestling promotion when his contract expires.
Okay, sure. I'll take that. Means less Del Rio and that we'll be seeing because we probably won't watch Jarrett's wrestling promotion either.
Montana Man. An NXT star wins at the Mania Battle Royal.
Son of a bitch.
That's why you should say yours.
I should. Hey guys, can you dig it? An NXT guy's gonna win this Battle Royal at WrestleMania.
Pick one.
Pick one?
Yeah.
I think the NXT champion, Mr. Neville's gonna win.
Alright, I'm gonna disagree with you.
Who do you think's gonna win?
I'm gonna pick Alexander Rusev.
He's not an NXT guy anymore.
He's technically still an NXT.
He kind of is.
He hasn't made his WWE main roster debut yet, has he?
You know what? I got another Kenny. Another what stinks. I'm getting sick and tired of Rusev.
What?
I'm getting tired of the his that dumb bitch coming out and, you know, talking and him coming out.
Come on.
Boo.
You know what? Been freaking Kozlov.
He's basically Dolph Lundgren from Rocky
months.
IV.
You know what? I take back my pick. I like Montana Man's pick for NXT.
Who?
Sami Zayn.
Really? Yep. He's going to eliminate the Big Show?
Sure, why not?
You know
really?
What?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be the one that...
No, someone else is going to, but... You know. All right.
Mike, can you dig it?
Oh, yeah, yours.
All right. So, I get the feeling...
You can finally grace us with it, dickhead.
Thank you. The Usos will fight the New Age Outlaws at WrestleMania in a tag team title match versus Career, which the Usos will retire the Outlaws. Can you dig it?
No.
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 Okay.
I don't think that one's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't see any reason why to make it a career match.
Not yet, at least.
The Road Dogg's back's already hurt.
They're going to be gone anyways.
Because that's the point, is that it gives them a send-off to a new generation of tag team wrestlers.
Yeah. I guess, but... No.
Yeah. Do we need another career match?
I think
they
need to go one more time as far as winning the titles, so that way they can be the seven-time tag team.
Do we need another career match at a WrestleMania?
I think it'd be different if it was like the New Age Outlaws were still tag teaming for like 7 years long, and then they passed the torch, but they just got back together like a month or two ago. Like, they're not really passing a torch if they were gone for, what, 14 years or whatever?
I see your point there.
Yeah.
Alright, Rodfather, can you dig HBK being a special ref at Mania? For what match?
Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
Oh!
What other match are you going to put him in?
Oh.
Man. That's going to happen, is it?
That would be...
That's what Rod probably was saying. Yep.
Oh, that's
He's
nasty.
Saying that one.
All right, guys. We're going to make this fast. Because we've got other shit we got to get to tonight.
Okay.
All right, so the bet. Team Jizzmopper, 47 points. Adrian, 118, and I'm at 138.
All right.
The important thing here is we're not losing.
Very true.
And I'm going to keep the crown for the third straight season.
No.
Yeah. You're 20 points behind.
Well, you might.
I will.
Hang on. The only reason I say you might is if Daniel Bryan... Well, it kind of hurts you still, because if Daniel Bryan wins WrestleMania, you still have Orton losing the title.
I know. I understand this. I understand. Anyway. So, congratulations. You got quite a few points this week, Keith.
Yep.
So, good job.
But still not close enough.
Nope. And probably not going to be. All right.
Just like my sex life.
Wow.
You know what? I think, you know, you did this to yourself.
You have the right to remain burned!
Not too many people burning themselves.
Ooh.
Nope, and I do it in style.
Yes. Anyway, it's now time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right, not Jeopardy, not Let's Make a Deal, but... Jizz Jam!
Jizz Jam! Hit your mouth!
What? Oh, God. Anyway. Wait, what? Did I miss that? They had one of the Matadors unmasked during the countdown?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check that out again.
Fernando, I think it was.
Is that Primo or Epico?
I don't know.
Anyway.
One of them.
One of them had a backpack. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Monkey named Boots.
I was watching it while I was playing World of Warcraft or something. I don't know. So I was listening to it. Anyway. So here's how this game works. We're going to play three theme songs for Jason Eve. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show next week.
Ooh.
Not going to happen, but let's
see. If he doesn't, then he has to suck Jason's dick again.
Really?
What?
That's what happens. I see you go into the table every week, and I know, like, I hear thump, thump, thump.
Hey, I'm getting my dick sucked. There ain't nothing gay about that.
Hey, I didn't say there was.
I know. We got the whole, you know, table covered, so I can't really tell who's down there. I'm praying it's my wife, but every now and then my balls get tickled by feels like facial hair, so like it's not my wife.
Daniel Bryan, is that you?
Anyway.
You can see now, Jason's over here going, yes, yes,
away.
Oh.
Anyway, so you ready for your first one, Heath?
Yes.
Feel free to play along in the chat.
Hey, let me hope the song goes really excited to play along in the chat.
You can play along because I didn't tell you. You got this, so no problem.
Let's all play along. All
right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Here's song number one. That was fast. You can't even see the computer screen either.
I know.
3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is...
And your time starts now.
Good work.
I think my elbow keeps hitting the goddamn volume on the computer. He guessed it. No, he can't.
Don't.
We need an answer.
Are you serious?
I don't recognize it.
It says it in the lyrics. Can I answer?
You can answer. Sure.
It's a 3-minute warning, Jamal and Rosie.
When Rico was in charge, you know, yeah. Eric Bischoff's henchman at one point. Remember when Billy and Chuck almost got married?
Sometimes relationships last a lifetime, and sometimes they last about three minutes.
And I got to see them wrestle live.
You never saw 3 minute? You don't remember who 3 minute?
I don't remember them.
Oh, my God.
Jamal and Rosie. Umaga and Rosie.
Umaga, who eventually became a superhero.
Yeah. Remember Rosie? He was the Hurricane's sidekick?
The S-H-I-T?
The superhero in training?
Oh,
God,
no.
I don't remember.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. They were former tag champs.
They were.
Yeah.
All right, Heath, ready for your number? Ready for this one?
Yeah. All
right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
And your time starts now.
Are you serious, Bo?
Well, he doesn't guess until I start the music, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
What? That does sound familiar, though.
It fucking should.
It does sound familiar, though.
You know, if I can be honest with you, the 3-minute warning song was supposed to be the gimme, but he didn't get it, so I tossed another one in there.
Well, can he get it? Do you have a question you want to ask about this anyway?
Can he guess it? No. He can't.
Was it during the gimmick era?
Yes.
Was it
Hillbilly
Jim?
No! Oh, no.
The correct term is was J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T-double-J, Jeff Jarrett.
Ain't he great?
Ain't I great? I've been watching a lot of the 90s wrestling, so there's been a lot of Jeff Jarrett on there. I just got the...
That's good.
I watched... It was one of the In Your Houses. It was the one in, like, San Antonio, Nashville. I can't remember where the hell it was. And it's when Jeff Jarrett sang his song, which was really the Road Dog.
With My Baby Tonight?
Yes.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So driving the car to that song.
That song was terrible.
That song was awesome.
That song was terrible.
No, actually, Road Dog sings better than we give him credit for.
He does.
I didn't say he's a bad singer, but the song itself sucked.
It's pretty good.
How can you not like... I mean, just listen to the words of this song. And for some reason, they had the band that was out there play Jeff Jarrett's music when he went out to the ring. It was fucking terrible, too. They tried to make it sound like it, but it was bad.
Like that.
And you know, it's funny, because now that we know it's the Road Dogg, you can totally hear it. But at first, you had no clue it was Road Dogg.
The roadie never talked.
No, he didn't. So, anyway... All right.
I actually was watching the thing, though, the other day. It was an old school Raw with Jeff Jarrett on it.
Uh-huh.
And the roadie was with him. And I'm like, watching him be the roadie was hilarious.
Honestly, that was the best role for Jeff Jarrett, because whoever thought of him as a main eventer is out of their freaking mind.
Welcome.
Well, the only people that really ever thought of Jeff Jarrett as a main eventer were Vince Russo and Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's number 3 for Shits and Giggles. You sang With My Baby Tonight karaoke? Oh my God. I gotta find that.
Alright, so which one of the Mexican people is this?
Why they gotta be Mexican, you racist bastard?
Yeah, why they gotta be Mexican?
Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like...
Okay, I'll give you this hint. Lita used to be with this guy.
Oh, that's a given.
It should be.
Well, Montana Man's got it.
He's a former light heavyweight champion.
Was he?
Yes, he was. He was like one
he
of the
was.
First.
Well, I hated the cruiserweight division, so.
He ended the longest reign.
He has no clue. S.A. Rios.
Yeah.
Lita debuted with S.A. Rios.
Yes. Also, El Aguilar or whatever. He fought at WrestleMania 14, I want to say.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a different character, though.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the most dismal performances ever.
Yes. Hey, we got an update on CM Punk Watch 2014.
Okay.
He was on Talking Dead.
He was on the Talking Dead tonight.
That's not on WWE at all.
No, they introduced him as Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk. Didn't mention WWE at all.
Didn't mention him being a wrestler or WWE superstar or nothing.
Nope. I,
really?
Yeah. So it looks good, though.
Which leads me to believe this is a work.
Why?
Why? Why?
I'm just telling you, I feel like this is going to be like a huge swerve, and Punk's going to be at WrestleMania, and he's ultimately going to be what cost Daniel Bryan the title at the end of the night.
Oh, God, that would be funny.
I don't know.
Oh, you would hate it, but you would love it.
I would love it anyways.
I think I would, because then they would feud. But then we'd still be stuck with you, Orton and Batista as champion.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to give it to Dean O'Brien and then...
No. But hear me out on this. Punk comes back because he's what's best for business. He's with Triple H. And he's going to be the one to take the title away from the guy you can't trust in Batista, the guy that let you down in Orton, and the guy you don't want, Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
That seems too good to be true, though.
You see, I'm just throwing it out there.
We make too much sense to be WWE creative.
No, you got to have no knowledge of wrestling whatsoever to be WWE creative.
Exactly.
You basically had to have been the movie star of She's All That to get a spot in the WWE creative.
Exactly. Heath, Rodfather
wants to Freddie Prinze Jr., huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rodfather wants to hear your view on the Punk thing.
It's
not very often people want to hear Heath's... I didn't know he could talk and have an opinion on the show.
Oh, hang on, we didn't cover, but being as what stinks was the WWE writing staff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, anyway. My view on the Punk thing is I do see him eventually coming back. I just don't think it's going to be WrestleMania. It'd be cool if it was, but, yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's next year's WrestleMania.
God, I hope he's not out that long. I really don't.
Honestly, I don't care anymore about Punk.
I still do, but, you know.
Really? It's his choice. He doesn't want to be there. Whatever. Whatever. We got Batista, right?
Yeah. At least we have Batista.
We got Batista for, like, what, 6 months?
Batista. He's going to take a short break in August for starting the movie, but then he'll be back after that, and he's full-time for 2 years.
You know...
Really?
Yeah, he's signed a two-year contract.
Fudge.
You know, there's someone I'm thinking that could show up maybe at WrestleMania that's better for business than anyone.
Shawn Michaels.
No!
You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, let me hear it. No. I'm not feeling it.
What?
Not today.
What?
Yeah, because, I mean, isn't he supposed to be done with Fozzie for a little while?
L, not O, feeling it O. They're Spanish.
You really don't? What? You wouldn't mark out if Jericho showed up and he's what's best for business?
Well,
Jericho had that horrible match with Fandango last year.
That wasn't Jericho's fault.
Yeah, I guess not.
Jericho, all right, first off.
Triple H could be like, you know what? I'm looking for the person that's truly best for business. This guy was the first ever undisputed champion, beat both The Rock and Stone Cold in the same night. Here you go.
Hang on. But Triple H basically buried Jericho in the promo that he did back when he said, you know, you're a B-plus player. You're like an Edge, a Jericho. He buried all those guys when he said that, basically saying they really weren't good champions.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying I think it would work.
And then he comes back and actually proves him wrong.
I'm going to introduce you to the guy who used to talk shit about my wife on a weekly basis, Chris Jericho.
Hey, you know, and honestly, it's WWE. They changed their own history at, you know.
A drop of a dime.
Exactly. You know, why not?
This guy called my wife a whore. He's the future champion of the business.
To be fair, I mean, they did get past Randy Orton DDT and his wife.
Past all that.
And then kissing her unconscious body in front of Triple H while he was handcuffed to the ropes.
That was good.
They forgot about that, so why not?
No, they actually didn't forget about it.
They mentioned it.
They mentioned it whenever they made it. They basically said that we've forgiven him. So
yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I guess we'll cover a little bit of news here. All right. We got a little bit of serious news, I found out.
Six-man tag titles?
What?
Did I hear about the rumor? That WWE has been thinking about starting a six-man tag team division.
Oh, my God.
And having a title for it.
They can't even handle a normal tag team division, much less a six-man division.
Well, I mean...
The Cruiserweight Championship.
They've already got, like, technically three groups of people that would qualify into this group right now.
3 and B.
Oh boy, there's the jobber in your tag team division.
So you got 3B's got it.
So you got the Shield that beats up on Three Man Band on Raw. You got the Whites that beat up on them on SmackDown, and then every pay per view, the Whites and the Shield fight.
But you don't get it. 3B has a longevity. They've been around the longest.
Hang on, hear me out on this, so Jason. What if you add a third real American?
Ooh, Kali.
Okay, here. Let me throw this guy out there.
God, not Kali.
No, real American. Kali.
No.
Hey, someone we can understand. Zeb wouldn't go for Rusev.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't go for Rusev. He wouldn't go for Kali.
Who, Adrian? Please.
I think a good guy that would be a good choice for this would be Bo Dallas.
No.
Oh, God.
Hang on. Oh. Bring him up. Bo Dallas has been held down in NXT for too long.
He's terrible.
Oh, no. God,
that
no.
That makes
no.
me sick to my stomach. I hate Bo Dallas. Like, I hate him as bad
I see
as, like,
Cesaro just, like, ripping him a new one.
I hate Bo Dallas almost as much as the shooting from the hip guys do.
All right.
How about Wade Barrett?
He's English, though. And actually, they mentioned
he's English and Cesaro's not.
Well, hang on. But they made, like, a big thing, like, I remember there was a backstage segment a while back where Barrett's like, God, I can't stand those dirty Mexicans.
I'm glad I totally agree with you. And then Zeb Coulter's like, son, you ain't one of us. You're no better than them. Oh, my God. So I'm watching one of the In Your House pay-per-views, and it was Jacob and Eli Blue, managed by Uncle Zebekiah.
Oh, God.
And Zeb Coulter had long hair. He had a mullet.
So Dirty Dutch was around back even in those days.
Right? Yes. Yes.
I had forgotten he was even in the...
He was Uncle Zeb guy?
Yeah.
Hello.
I didn't realize that. Apparently Uncle Zeb has been a WWE character for years, and we just forgot.
He was in the... And then he brought up the blue... the Jacob and Eli Blue, and then he was with JBL.
Oh.
So...
Wow, even... Wow.
B-Mag's your Cubs fan. So therefore, you don't know what anything good is.
Actually, I think that Bo Dallas' gimmick is fantastic.
Bo Dallas' gimmick is terrible.
Hang on. Think about it like this, Jason. He's a heel that thinks he's a face. And he thinks... That's genius. It's fucking great. He plays that character
but
perfect.
Wrestling sucks.
Bocahontas.
I'm not saying he's a good wrestler. I don't think he's all that great. He's okay.
That sign says it all. Bocahontas.
We've seen him.
Bo Dallas as a face is terrible completely, because him being a face, it's lame as shit. But him being the heel that thinks he's a face is better.
But what's on, I just want to know, what do they see in him?
I don't.
He doesn't have a look. He doesn't have the in-ring
nepotism.
Skill. And his character is just subpar.
It's related to the right people.
It's nepotism. I told you I wasn't going to make it. This episode of the R-Bomb is brought to you by Haterade. Anyway,
we really weren't hating on all that much during this episode.
No, not a whole lot. Let's cover a little bit of real news here, just real quick. You guys looking for any type of auto, home, motorcycle, RV, boat, life, and commercial insurance, as well as retirement planning? Give Kane a call. Glenn Jacobs Insurance.
That's all that.
Really?
What? Yeah, Kane and his wife start in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Jacobs Agency. They offer home, auto, motorcycle, RV, boat, life, commercial, and retirement planning.
He just sets everything on fire.
Yeah. Just don't be late or we'll burn your ass. Let's see. Did you guys hear that AMC is looking to buy Monday Night Raw? Or buy WWE?
Or that was a rumored story.
Yeah. Rumor.
They were. As soon as this hit, I'm like, I don't have the number. Rodfather, send me that picture again. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So it was rumored that they were going to carry Monday Night Raw. Like, they were interested in airing Monday Night Raw. Okay, I can turn on AMC to watch Monday Night Raw. They might be able to get away with a little more shit on there. And okay, that's awesome, all right? Well, then it turned into AMC is going to buy the WWE.
That's a joke.
As soon as I read that, I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
Randy Orton has begun his WrestleMania entrance, guys.
Oh, he started it already?
Yes, he started his walk to the ring, so he should be there by the main event.
Will he have pyro this year?
Maybe.
Are you going to read your story there?
No, that was really all I was going to cover from that story.
Oh, okay, hold on. I got to get my new story pulled up from there real quick. Hold on. Bear with me. Oh, God damn it! They got fucking video ads on there. All right, so if anyone gets deafened by this stupid ad, I'm sorry.
Disgruntled Zack Ryder walks out of WWE, I noticed.
I feel bad for him.
fed up with what he perceives as corporate mismanagement and favoritism within the WWE. Professional wrestler Zack Ryder has finally walked out of the company unnoticed. Ryder says he's taken an indefinite sabbatical from WWE as a means of passive-aggressive protest against the company. A protest would likely be a more effective if any company press realized he had done it.
Is this for real?
No.
Oh, because I wouldn't be surprised, because every time we see him on television, the guy has, like, this droopy dog look on his face. Like, he looks miserable.
Well, he would be. He built up his own image, and then they crapped on it.
They broke it.
Yeah. Okay. So sad. National IQ average plummets as Total Divas returns for a second season. A national survey of intelligence quotient scores have revealed a sudden and dramatic drop that seems to directly coincide with tonight's second season premiere of mindless reality TV program Total Divas. The show, which chronicles behind-the-scenes squabbles and romantic relationships of World Wrestling Entertainment bimbos, or divas, is believed to be responsible for a general dumbening of the American population, according to a Harvard study released today. We've all taken all variables into consideration, said the study's lead author, Dr. Randall Montgomery, and we are left to conclude that the airing of Total Divas causes an average nationwide IQ drop of 11.7 points. The rate is even higher during episodes that focus on JoJo. The study indicated that prolonged exposure to Total Divas, in particular, the empty-headed musings of Airhead Eva Marie and the romantic phobias of either Funkadactyl, can cause the viewer to revert to a kindergarten-level intelligence. Strangely, the study also found that many viewers of Total Divas experience a strengthening of one arm and wrist. This phenomenon is not yet fully understood, but seems to be correlated with a nationwide increase in Kleenex sales. The Harvard scientist strongly urged all Americans to avoid watching Total Divas and tune into Neil deGrasse Tyson's reboot of Cosmos instead.
Wow.
It's still watching me. Hang on. Right?
Fire up the punk watch music. I have an update.
Okay, hold on. Where's that? Give me a second. Let's pass that.
Yeah, that was loud.
Alright, Punk Watch 2014.
Alright, I have it from KFAB News, the most trusted wrestling site in all, that Dave Meltzer has confirmed that CM Punk either will or will not be at Raw tomorrow night.
Oh my god, he either will or will not be at Raw tomorrow night?
He either will. I have backstage sources that 100% confirm that Punk either has or has not been spotted.
It's good chances.
Yeah.
We know for a fact that Punk will definitely be somewhere doing something while Raw is on the air tomorrow night.
Wow.
My guess is catering.
Could be.
I hear they got ice cream bars.
Really?
Could be. Wow.
Wade Barrett told him there was ice cream catering.
Among other predictions, though, from the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Meltzer also writes, it is confirmed that WrestleMania 30 will indeed happen on April 7th.
Okay. Too bad that's April 6th. I don't want anyone to be like, oh, WrestleMania is on April 7th, and then come back yelling at us next week. God damn it, WrestleMania is on April 6th.
They have special sources that have confirmed that Hulk Hogan is, in fact, balding.
No!
I did not know that. And multiple reliable witnesses have confirmed that despite protests to the contrary, it was indeed Snitsky's fault.
Oh, damn!
Oh, wow!
Son of a bitch did it!
He did! I can't believe it.
Meanwhile, on the Bleacher Report, they've also confirmed that there are 10 reasons why the streak should end this year, and 10 equally compelling reasons why it should not.
Wow.
Maybe we'll cover this WrestleMania list next week.
I think we're done.
So, Heath, I do have a question to ask you, though.
Yes.
So, when you're watching Total Divas, since you are a Total Divas correspondent, did you notice that your right arm and wrist were stronger than your left, and you needed to go out and buy a bunch of Kleenexes? I mean, I'm just asking.
I would not know.
He's not going to
admit it. Because I don't watch Total Divas.
You are our Total Divas correspondent. That is your job. And to bring cake, which you forgot to bring the cake again.
Sorry.
I watch Total Divas.
It's not my job.
You watch Total Divas, just never mind.
I watch Total Divas.
We've watched a little bit of it.
Why isn't there Total Divas on the WWE Network?
Because
it's supposed to be on there. Season 1 is supposed to be uploaded, but they still haven't done it yet.
Rodfather, did you send me that? You're supposed to send me the graphic of the picture again. He wanted me to give out Kane's agency's phone number. I was going to call him tonight, but...
Citizen Kane.
They're probably not going to be open at 11:15.
We'll be there
for you. I don't know, they might be.
We'll be there for you through Hellfire and Brimstone.
Oh, God damn it, this thing's blurry. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know if I could trust a guy who basically raped a chick and had her baby, but it got aborted.
And
yeah.
Then there was also maybe slept with a dead baby.
I just, yeah. And also, Rodfather does have one other question, or one other request. Hey, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be safe tomorrow. Don't drink and drive.
Yes.
So, let's all take care of that and have a good, safe,
Yeah, it's called I'll Be Working Tomorrow.
Yeah. Most people went out and, partied yesterday, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything else I want to cover real quick?
No.
Do grown people really read dirt sheets?
Yeah.
I glance over. No. If Brock Lesnar ends the streak, he'll stop watching. Yeah, I think all of us will. Heath really? Hides his emotions because of his mom. Probably does.
Ooh, damn.
Let's see. Okay, we're done. All right, guys. Let's go. Might help if I had the volume turned up.
Yeah,
so would. Yeah, I know. Yes. Adrian, what do we got? What do we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Good.
Really?
You're supposed to be taking care of this every week.
Stone Cold.
So, okay, Adrian, what show comes on Wednesday
Bobby
night?
Bobby's
Jabberate? No, wait.
It used to, like, 9 months ago.
Half a year ago. Hang on. I got the same sources as Michael Cole. They're a little out of date. I'm sorry. The
same sources as Dave Meltzer?
Yes. He is my source.
Oh, he is your source? We heard it here first. According to Dave Meltzer, on Wednesday night, Return of Jobber. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I also hear the Rams
right,
coming back.
All right, all right. And maybe this Wednesday night. I don't know if they're doing a show or not, but we'll say Shooting from the Hip, 8-7 Central.
Okay, that's not what I want to say. Classic has to work or something, so... You know what? You are right, Montana. When the song is fitting on 316. It is. I didn't even think about that.
Yes. We've ended the show with this song.
We've ended the show with this song every week since we started.
Well,
so.
No, but we took the bit at the end of the show. The whole thing was right at the end of the show.
No, I lost this week, so I got a better song.
But it's 316, man.
Oh, God. I got... How the hell last week did I get voted out of playing Stand Back or whatever it was I was going to play, and everyone wanted to hear Goldberg?
Because
and then
the people chat demanded it. It was like our own Yes movement in the chat. Oh, it was a Goldberg movement. Which I don't know why.
Goldberg movement.
Hold on. Let's see if I got anything else. What else we got coming up, Adrian, while you're doing that? I'm looking for something else.
Well, there's other podcasts you can download from the site, FTW. You can also listen to the show live on FTWLive.com. Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central. You can also listen to the Wrestling Niche with KKK Kyle and the Angry Aborigines, the new double A, Jake Mullins. as they talk about turtles.
Stuff.
Whatever. Ooh, something stuff. Shiny.
Yeah.
Wrestling?
And yeah, then, I think there's some wrestling and some ROH mix in there, too.
I don't know.
Is that it right now?
Do you talk TNA?
Oh, Talk TNA. That's Mondays at...
I don't know when it starts.
You can listen to it on usually by Monday evening, though. It's always on our site.
I think they go live, like, Monday afternoons or something.
I think 3 o'clock.
Like
I think 3 o'clock,
3 o'clock
our
time, and we're central, so do the math there. And then we may have a new show coming sooner rather than...
Really?
Later. Yeah. I hear... that two of my favorite special guests that we've had on the show are getting together to make their own show.
I'm sorry, I'm not making a show.
No, I said favorite, not...
That's like Johnny Fly-by-Night.
You see what I did there? Yeah.
You know what, hang on. We wrote to inform you that Shane has decided to leave the Iron Bomb early at his own progression. And we wish him well in all future endeavors.
Anyway, but stay tuned for that. We have some, I think it'll be a good show with possibly someone named the Rod Fozzer?
It's, yeah, some douche.
Greg Oompa Loompa?
Yeah, something like
that. Okay, something like that.
The full-blooded Italian Greg Oompa Loompa. And,
why do we call him the full-blooded Italian when he's Greek?
Why not?
Okay, just checking.
Why did we call Tracy Smothers a full-blooded Italian when he was from Nashville?
I don't know.
You have a good point.
Also, let's see. If someone doesn't like something that we say, wants to send Rodfather an email.
Actually, if you go back and watch the ECW like paper.
Yeah, I know. They question why the hell Tracy Smothers was.
Well, not even that. But if you hear what they announced it from Nashville, Italy.
Really?
<That's nice.
laughs> Yes.
Apparently, I missed that one.
It's right here, Milan.
Let's see. You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Oh, wait. I actually have real news here for a second about the show.
Right.
If you have TuneIn Radio, you can go to search on there and type in The Hour Bomb, and we are actually available on demand on TuneIn Radio now.
Woohoo! All right, success. Cool. So, how much are we paying for that?
Nothing. Oh, they put podcasts on there for free.
Nice.
Oh,
and I'm looking. I'm not making any guarantees or any promises or anything, but I'm looking to see what it's going to cost to bring TuneIn back.
Okay.
I don't know. I've heard it's a lot, and then I thought I saw somewhere where it wasn't. I don't know. I'm looking into it, okay?
Okay.
Can't promise a damn thing. But anyway, you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
You didn't hear it here first because we didn't talk about it. Because no. Dave Metzler hasn't confirmed this yet.
No. And then you also check out the website, twrnetwork.com. Sometimes Richard decides to put an article up. Paul Jordan posts all of our news, hardest working man on the network.
And classic post booby pics.
He does post booby pics.
Classic angels.
The real reason everyone goes to the site.
That's actually not a like facade either. That's actually really why we get the
most. Well, I've looked at the site stats, and that trumps everything else.
It's not even close.
No. I'll have to log in. And you're horrible. I'll have to log in and show you the site stats.
Remember, if you have any complaints about the show, email them to our complaint department, The Rodfather.
Yes.
Yes, or thehourbomb@gmail.com. If there's something you want to hear us talk about, send us a message on Facebook or email us.
Absolutely.
All right, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. We done?
Hey, Adrian.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
We added up your scores from Just Jams.
Yes.
And
it's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Took the judges a little bit to figure that out. So yeah.
Just damn, you got owned by Wonka.
He did. Speaking of Oompa Loompas. All right. God damn it, guys. I don't even know if this is the disturbed version of it. If not, I don't know. Fuck it. I'll just play
the original. I just play Hornswoggle.
It is the disturbed one. You know what,
Montana Man in the Heath fashion now.
Yeah, I know.
He thinks that Innuendo is an Italian suppository.
Yes. We got the best listeners on the network. All 8 of them.
Oh.
So anyway, I think we're done. So I want to make sure that I didn't. I want to thank everyone for coming out. Thanks a lot. Thanks to our special guest Shane.
Thank you.
And we had fun. We had fun. Please join us again sometime.
Definitely.
I'm trying to talk to convince Adrian that we should have a special guest each week, but he thinks we should only do it on pay per view night. So somehow I'm getting outvoted
we'll
here. But we don't know what's going
to
happen.
If you need to help, just hit me up.
Oh, I think we're going to because we had every person we've had on, we went back on again. So.
Really?
Yeah. Except for Richard, he's all right.
I don't know. He's
special.
He's a dick.
He is. Yes, Rodfather. We enjoyed having you on the show. Anyway, all right.
Oh crap!
So I guess we're gonna call it a night. So once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halpert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy.
That's right. The big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the jizz muffer.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bomb!
I fucking hate you guys for stealing my thing. I don't steal your shit.
Yeah, it's become a thing. I'm doing it every week now.
I hate you.
I hate you.
Wow.
Even though you're better than me.
I am better than you, yes.
Damn.
All right, so I guess since I lost this week.
Shut up, asshat. No one's talking to you over there either. You know what?
You know what?
That's love.
It's the Jason and Shane show now.
Really?
I disconnected their mics. Anyway, so we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Our Bond. Next one, then I'm about to kill. You don't believe it, but I'm betting that you will.
but you live a little bit with the pain that I bring. You know it's only the beginning. Step up, cause you're the next one in line for the kill. You don't believe it, but I'm betting that you will. Step up, I'll let you live a little bit with the pain that I bring. You know it's only the beginning. Stop breaking the beginning inside you. Stop breaking the monster behind you. I'm breaking the limit inside you. Stop breaking the monster behind you. I'm breaking the limit inside you. Stop breaking the monster behind you. I'm breaking the limit inside you. Stop running away, bring it on. You're the next one and nothing to kill. You don't believe it, but I'm betting that you will. Step up, I'll let you live a little bit with the pain that I bring. You know it's only the beginning. Stop breaking the limit inside you. Stop making the monster behind you. I'm breaking the limit inside you. Stop running away, bring it on. Beginning. Not right.